Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
Today's take: Alibaba has just thrown down the gauntlet in the global AI race, launching Qwen 3.8 Max, a model that matches the best from the West and signals China's growing technological muscle. This comes as governments worldwide scramble to keep up with the risks and opportunities AI brings, from privacy threats to national security concerns. Minnesota has become the first U.S. state to ban AI-powered notification tools, a move that highlights how lawmakers are starting to confront the darker side of AI. These tools, which use artificial intelligence to create fake nude images, have raised serious privacy and harassment concerns. The Minnesota law is a direct response to the rapid spread of this technology and the harm it can cause, especially to women and minors. Meanwhile, on the national stage, the U.S. government is weighing a ban on Chinese AI models. Such a ban could cost American businesses billions each year, as many rely on these models for various applications. The move would also escalate already tense U.S.-China tech relations, with both countries viewing AI as a critical area of competition and security. New legislative proposals are emerging in Congress, reflecting a growing consensus that AI regulation can't wait. The stakes are high, not just for privacy, but for economic competitiveness and geopolitical stability. Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max is making waves for its technical prowess and accessibility. The model's performance is on par with leading Western systems like Anthropic's Claude, and Alibaba plans to release its weights openly, allowing researchers and developers worldwide to build on its foundation. This is a strategic play. By making Qwen 3.8 Max widely available, Alibaba is positioning itself as a leader in the open AI movement and challenging the dominance of US-based models. The launch also comes at a time when Chinese tech firms are under increasing scrutiny abroad, but remain determined to push the boundaries of AI innovation at home and globally. AI's role in cybersecurity is growing more complex and urgent. Interpol and cybersecurity firms report that AI is now central to cybercrime, both as a weapon and a target. In Africa, for example, a significant share of cyber offenses are now linked to AI tools, making it harder for law enforcement to keep up. Attackers are using AI to automate phishing, generate convincing fake content, and even probe for vulnerabilities at scale. At the same time, defenders are racing to deploy AI-powered tools to detect and respond to threats faster. The arms race between attackers and defenders is intensifying, and the risks are no longer hypothetical. They're happening now. In healthcare, AI is saving lives but also raising new alarms. Hospitals are increasingly using AI systems built on electronic health records to reduce avoidable in-hospital deaths, with early results showing promise. But there's a flip side. International SOS warns that AI-driven health misinformation is spreading rapidly, making it harder for patients and providers to separate fact from fiction. The challenge is to harness AI's potential for good while guarding against its misuse, a balancing act that's becoming more difficult as the technology advances. Looking ahead, the open-weight AI movement is gaining serious momentum. Industry giants like Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and IBM have all come out in support of open-weight models, arguing that transparency and collaboration are essential for responsible AI development. Their backing could accelerate innovation and make it easier for smaller players to compete, but it also raises questions about security and control. As more powerful models become widely available, the debate over openness versus restriction will only heat up. Why this matters: the pace of AI innovation is accelerating and the stakes are global.